flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
There it is. A little Sammy Hagar in the house. Good morning. Coming up at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock today, your chance to win tickets to see the Eagles play Washington on Sunday, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Again, 8 o'clock. We'll give the fourth name today, and you'll have a chance to win tickets to the massive, massive football game happening down in South Philadelphia on Sunday. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones. In just a few minutes, let's go out on the guest line and talk to our Eagles reporter and my co-host on the Go Birds pod, talking to him for like the 854th time this week, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. How you doing, pal?
You know, it's only right with the Eagles about to go to the Super Bowl, you're turning in a Nick Foleyan performance. Coming off the bench, hopping behind the mic, and dominating. You and Wes. So good omen for the weekend.
I love it. Thank you. You made my day with that, buddy. Everyone check out the Go Birds pod. We are doing a lot of content. All right, Elliot, let's dive in. I think we're going to get into the game and a lot of aspects of it, but I think very clearly after yesterday's injury report, you know, we'll get to Goddard in a sec, but I think the number one thing, especially because it came out of nowhere for people 2 days ago when he first in practice, I think there's real concern in this city right now about the Cam Jurgens injury. What do you know? What did you see yesterday? Where are you at with this whole thing?
Yeah, so the vibe I got talking to the players in the locker room yesterday was that they think Cam is going to play. So that's obviously encouraging. But whenever you miss Wednesday and Thursday, and Landon Dickerson is taking reps at center. That's a key note here for what the team might think.
Instead of Gates, is that the point? Instead of them just putting the backup in for a practice?
Exactly, right. If it was Gates the entire time, then I think you could say, you know what, he's a placeholder. They still expect it to be Landon. But we got out to practice yesterday at the link, and the first person snapping the ball was Landon Dickerson. So Tyler Steen talked yesterday and said he's prepared to go, obviously. He would step in Landon's spot if Cam can't play. And if Cam can't play, and let's just assume that he can't, well, I think he probably will. Let's go down the road of if he doesn't. It's a big-time loss for this team in two ways. One, obviously for the running attack. We know the Eagles' best part of their offense is running. We know that with the way the passing game has been the last 2 weeks, running it is going to be absolutely huge. But the other part of this is blitz protection. The Commanders are fourth in the league in blitz percentage, and the last time they played the Eagles, they blitzed a ton. So, Cam, I know that Jalen has more responsibility and the majority of the responsibility this year with blitz pickup, but him and Cam work together on that, and Cam is the one that sets the offensive line. So if he's not out there this week, the amount of blitzes I think you'll see from Washington could end up being an issue.
Yeah, that definitely is concerning. How do you expect, let's go down that hypothetical road that we all hope we never see. What would you expect from Landon Dickerson sliding over that spot? Obviously, he hasn't played it since college, but is a great football player. Like, what could, I mean, how much of an issue do you think that would be from just the Dickerson perspective?
Yeah, I think Landon will play about as good as you could expect someone who's only played 40 snaps at center in his entire career. Like, he played it in college. He has an incredibly high football IQ. So in terms of the blitz stuff, I would think he would be good at that. It's not the same as having Cam there all year. But players yesterday were saying that already you could tell when Landon's at center, you know, he's good at making out the calls. He has a loud voice. Milato was joking. He's like a maestro, like pointing around out there. So I feel like they would have confidence in him. But then the question is Tyler Steen, because another important matchup in this game is Jonathan Allen versus Landon Dickerson.
Yeah, buddy.
If he was at guard. If he moves to center, he could help out with Jonathan Allen. But Tyler Steen versus Jonathan Allen is a tough matchup. I think Steen has played well this year when he's come in. But Jonathan Allen has a size advantage on him. He's red hot right now with 8 hurries in his first two playoff games. So that would be the other thing, that while I think Landon could probably hold down the fort at center, Tyler Steen versus Jonathan Allen could be a problem.
Yeah, Jonathan Allen, you know, arguably their best player on defense back, yeah. You know, and they've got some good ones.
So. Some time off.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. All right, let's get to the Goddard injury. Obviously, the other big one. It's so funny. I mean, I don't know if funny is the right word, but, you know, right. We thought we'd be coming into this week. I thought we'd be talking to you on Friday being like, well, Jalen Quinion, where are we at? What's going on? And instead, we're asking about Goddard and Juergens, but that's where we are. The Goddard injury, we know that's less important than the Juergens one because they've played without him this year. But where's the Goddard injury at, and what are your expectations there?
So I expect Goddard to play, but I don't think he'll be anywhere close to 100%. Same with Cam there. But I think with Goddard, he'll try to go out there. He'll try to play. And again, you're right. They have played without him this year. I think Calcaterra, as a backup receiving tight end, has been pretty good this year. But in terms of blocking, I mean, Goddard is a massive part of that running game. If you look at their running plays with him on the field versus their running plays with him off the field, there's a pretty substantial difference. So if Goddard is not even, like, let's just say he's not 100%, which he won't be, you know, how is that running game going to go with now, again, potentially a new center and then Goddard at less than 100%, or at least not on the field probably as much as he would be otherwise. So you have Calcaterra out there blocking, who is just frankly not a very good blocker. He has other strengths to his game. Blocking is not one of them. So, yeah, I mean, that would be the main concern overall with these two injuries, is that they have to run the ball to move it. That's just how they've done it this year. I think the Pittsburgh game is really the only game where they predominantly moved it through the air, and you don't want to have to try to switch up how you've won all year in the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, and Goddard, you know, ironically, has been their best receiver in the playoffs, too, has had their biggest catches.
Important plays for him,
yeah,
too.
He really has.
Big downs, big spots, they go to him quite a bit there.
Yeah, all right, let's get to Jalen. How did he look yesterday? You're out of practice, a full participant in practice for those who haven't heard. Yeah. Obviously, great news. How did he look?
I thought he looked normal. I didn't notice a limp. Being around him all week, he seems and is acting like normal Jalen. If anything, I'll say he seems a bit looser. Just like, you know, I think he doesn't seem, you know, prior to the Packers game, I thought you could tell just he hadn't played in a few weeks, right? This week, being around him, he spoke to the media, seeing him at practice, watching him interact with his teammates. He seems looser, and I think that's good. I think the team needs him to not feel tense and worried heading into this game. So I've been impressed by Jalen this week. In the limited amount of time I have seen him on the practice field, he has not looked like he's favoring one side to me. That's just, you know, my non-medical opinion, but just looking at him out there, he seems normal. So, you know, obviously I'm sure you guys either have talked about it or will talk about it. The Washington defensive coordinator yesterday is saying they plan to hit Jalen.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do plan to hit Jalen, but Jalen looks like he's ready to go to me.
I love it. Yeah, I was shocked that Joe Witt said that. All right, Elliot, speaking of the Washington defense, let's get one more in here. You know, we talked a lot about matchups on our podcast this week. Check out the Go Birds pod. You can hear all of Elliot's five key matchups for the game. But I thought the most interesting one that we talked about was Cliff Kingsbury versus Vic Fangio. And I think with the way Washington runs, what is it, over 60% of their offense is tempo and all that type of stuff. It's a different kind of offense. Jalen Daniels, obviously a different kind of quarterback. What about that Fangio versus Cliff Kingsbury matchup and essentially the defense versus the offense?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing about this matchup is I think there's a few offenses in the league that require, like, to move the ball schematically. Like the Eagles, they move the ball, not that they don't scheme anything because they do, but they just have an insane amount of talent and they just beat you one-on-one. Washington, teams like the Rams, the Dolphins, like they need their scheme to work in order to move the ball. Because really they have Jaden Daniels, who's obviously great. They have Terry McLaurin. But outside of that, they don't really have like three, four, five guys that can just beat you because of their pure skill. So Vic Fangio versus Cliff Kingsbury is probably the most important matchup in this game. Because if Vic Fangio comes with a scheme that confuses Washington, that if they're confused, they can't run hurry up as well because they're not as sure what they're looking at, it could really throw a wrench in the Washington offense. And if you look at the last two times they played, Vic has presented them with two very different game plans. The first time they played on Thursday night, he barely blitzed at all. He basically just sat back and did, frankly, what they've done all year. But the last time they played, he blitzed a ton. I think it was almost 50% of the snaps or something like that. So he has thrown different looks at them, and I think that's a positive because coming into this game, if I'm Washington, I'm not sure what I'm getting. Am I going to get a blitz happy defense that's going to come right after Jaden Daniels? Or are they going to sit back like they did in the first game? So Vic Fangio nominated yesterday for assistant coach of the year, a well-deserved nomination. And he's a massive part of this game because him versus Cliff Kingsbury and that chess match could very well decide if the Eagles go to the Super Bowl or not.
Love it, love it. All right, hear more from Elliott tomorrow. 1-3 on this radio station. A little Go Birds radio getting you set. Thanks for taking the time, brother. We'll talk tomorrow.
No problem. We'll talk to you tonight.
Yeah, we're actually going to do a podcast at 10, but yeah. I figure for the radio purposes. All right.
Yes.
I'll talk to you soon, buddy. All right. Thanks, Elliot. All right. 215-592-9494. Again, reminder, 8 o'clock today. Listen.
They're already calling people.
I'm sure they are.
Chopping at the bit.
This is the biggest ticket we have given away on our show since we came to the mornings. By far the biggest ticket.
I can feel the excitement.
Me too, man. Eagles watch on Sunday. Again, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Your chance to win tickets to Sunday's game at 8 o'clock. Plus, coming up next, we'll continue to take your calls. Beat the Hammer, we believe. At some point, the crew should be back soon. And a whole lot more. We got Ray Didinger coming up later. Our NFL picks, drop of the week. So much to get to on a big, big football Friday. We're coming right back.